In James chapter 1, it begins, James, a servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes which are scattered abroad, greeting. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. But let patience have her perfect work, that it may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. Patience is a spiritual fruit. That is, patience is a result of being spiritual. The spiritual life makes us patient. And so if we have any patience, we probably can attribute it to a little bit of spirituality that got us there. It's also in the Bible, one of the attributes that Paul talked about as what love is. It's a part of what love is. So it's a part of the character of God and the character that he wants us to cultivate within ourselves and within each other and within our friends and family and everybody else in the world, to just be patient. And so when we were talking about the those characteristics of God in 1 Corinthians 13, we elaborated on that definition of what that was and what that looks like. Today we focus more on it as a spiritual fruit, as how that the Holy Spirit empowers us to be patient, to be long-suffering is the a word that is used in the King James for that, that we are willing to and able to be what God calls us to be and to give whatever time and resources are necessary for that and to do what God calls us to do, and just as importantly, to allow that to happen in the lives of the people around us too. And sometimes we're impatient with ourselves, aren't we? Because we want and need things to happen quickly, and but they don't always do. And so then it's a little bit of a struggle. And we want that for ourselves, and we want that for each other. We want that for... And it doesn't necessarily, that part, that desire doesn't really, at least in my experience, get any better as we get older. We just get better at handling it and at handling and recognizing some of the things, you know, and forcing ourselves into the mold. But the desire for things to be done now and to hurry up and get this done, that doesn't really go away. As youth, you know, in our youthful days, we wanted everything to happen now. We wanted to hurry up and get into the positions that we need to be in. We wanted to have the opportunities. We want to have the skills and to fulfill our lives right away. And everything that we want now. Well, I'm old now, and I still do. So those desires are not... those desires, they're always there. What we are hoping to learn as we go along and be empowered and equipped to do by the Holy Spirit is to, with patience, is to be able to devote the time and energy and the caring about all these things that it takes. And so that's kind of what we're going to be looking at today, you know, part of it is in the way we feel about it, and we're going to feel frustrated probably and driven unless we just give up. And so, you know, we don't want to give up, so we're going to have that gnawing at us to try to get done what we want to get done and everything. We're going to be doing that all along. But we also need to have this kind of in our minds of a calmness about it, recognizing that it's going to take a while. It takes money to do some things. It takes time to do some things. It takes planning. It takes scheduling. It takes work. It takes all of these ingredients for something to come together. And so much of that is beyond our own control. It's in the hands of other people. It's in the hands of God. It's or maybe some of it's not in anybody's hands. I don't know. It's not even going to happen, some of it, you know. So some, it's just, so yeah, that can be very frustrating all the way through life. But patience then is being able to recognize that and accept that and work within that, within those challenges and within that difficulty without giving up. Because just like what I just said right there, that kind of, you know, if you don't, it kind of makes you think, well, then why are we doing this anyway? You know, but you can take that and apply that to the church, not just our church, but any church, all church, to our personal sense of calling, to our sense of vocation and what we want out of life, to our relationships and goals that we have. So long suffering and patience, that is, that. Here's a, what one person wrote, long suffering is that quality of self-restraint in the face of provocation, which does not hastily retaliate or promptly punish. It is the opposite of anger, associated with mercy and used of God. So it doesn't surrender to circumstances or succumb under trial. And so that is like, you know, putting up with things and not giving up. In James, later on in this same letter, I'm going to read from chapter 5, beginning with verse 7, but I'm going to read from the Good News translation for this passage here. It said, "Be patient then, my friends, until the Lord comes. See how patient farmers are as they wait for their land to produce precious crops. They wait patiently for the autumn and spring rains. You also must be patient. Keep your hopes high, for the day of the Lord is coming near. Do not complain against one another, my friends, so that God will not judge you. The judge is near, ready to appear. My friends, remember the prophets who spoke in the name of the Lord. Take them as examples of patient endurance under suffering. We call them happy because they endured. You have heard of Job's patience, and you know how the Lord provided for him in the end. For the Lord is full of mercy and compassion." That's pretty neat, isn't it? Because James, he compared our being patient as we wait for the promises of God to come to fruition in our lives. He compared that to the patience of farmers as they wait for the fruition of their crop to yield the harvest that they've been harvesting and they will be for the next few weeks out in the fields around us. And when you think about, if you think about it in those terms, you know, the farmer doesn't just like get up every day and sit there and wait for the harvest. The farmer goes ahead and does the work that is necessary to prepare for that harvest, knowing that that day will come, even though that farmer may not have control over what day that's going to be, you know, when that, how that all unfolds, how much the yield is going to be, everything. They do their part, don't they? They go out. And so just remembering when I was in high school that I worked on a farm all through high school, a dairy farm. And so we did the work all the year round for the crops, but all of it wasn't just standing around in the field watching the corn grow or anything. You know, like during the winter, we couldn't do anything outside in the field. So we worked in the barn with the equipment, cleaning and oiling and, you know, rebuilding stuff and getting all the equipment ready so that in the spring, we'd go out there and work the ground and get that ready. And there was a lot of components to that the fun stuff that my boss did and the other stuff that he made me do. and a dairy farm too, so there was a lot of other stuff involved in that. In the meantime, every morning, every night and all that with the milking and everything like that. So you just go through all of these little steps doing this work, and they're working the ground and getting it ready and then planting the seeds and then cultivating that and keeping it in how it's supposed to be taken care of throughout the year until you can't do that anymore, and then you're doing then you're getting ready again then for the harvest time and getting everything, the silos ready and getting everything, all the equipment ready, and then the day comes when you start harvesting, and then you harvest the crops and put them up and everything like that. So if we think about that in the terms of our spiritual gifts and of patience, is that we have all of that to do for whatever our goals and whatever our desires, whatever it is in our hearts that we feel that God has laid on our hearts. You can apply that right here to our congregation. We have this mission that God has given us, a missional vision, that we have taken steps toward that already. But there's a lot that we don't have that we need in order to accomplish the vision that God has given us in our church. And it's all the things I just named a while ago. We don't have the money to do it. We don't have the people to do it. We don't have the equipment, the resources. We don't have the, we have a whole lot of things that we lack to do that. And so in the meantime then, while that is, which is all beyond our personal control, right? We can't do anything about that. But in the meantime then, while God has to take care of that, then we can continue planning and preparing and getting ready for when those resources are provided, when God does break through, and then we'll see at that point that he's been getting things ready on his end all along. And so we don't want to be embarrassed and all of a sudden, all of this is ready on his side and we're just been sitting around not getting our part done, right? So we want to, that's what part of patience is just believing in what God is doing and what we're supposed to be doing, holding our confidence, not giving up, not surrendering to any kind of thoughts of defeat, but instead continuing to make our preparations and keep planning, keep drilling down into what needs to be gotten ready so that when the time comes, whatever our part was in getting ready, it's done and it's ready. And that part's waiting and we're moving on to the next part. A lot of that we're not even going to know about until we get done with step A. We're not even going to see, oh yeah, step B, I didn't know that was coming. I didn't know I was going to have to do that, but I see I do. So now that we do work on that. We don't just like throw it all out and say, well, we can't do it. And then that is a faith community opportunity that we have to exercise our faith through the patience and to work on these projects that we have together and to get our minds together in that and see what God is doing and find out that he really is doing this and we are really a part of what he is calling us to and get that done. But also then in seeing that in our faith community, we also can see the application then to the other things we have in our personal life, our goals for our family and for ourselves, the things that we would like to accomplish in life, for our job or our business or whatever, that we would, things that we really, that really aren't like part of the community project, but they're part of our personal life, the same principles apply. So we get to experiment here together and then take that home and apply it to our personal lives as well. So then we just study and we have faith and we trust and we ask God to help us with whatever that we're short on. This is what James continued the part that I read a while ago in the first chapter. And this too is in the good news. And it said, but if any of you lack wisdom, you should pray to God, who will give it to you, because God gives generously and graciously to all. But when you pray, you must believe and not doubt at all. Whoever doubts is like a wave of the sea that is driven and blown about by the wind. If you are like that, unable to make up your mind, and undecided in all you do, you must not think that you will receive anything from the Lord. Well, a lot of times we don't want to hear that straight talk to him. But that's pretty straight talk when you think about it. It's like, you've got to believe that God is listening to what you're saying, that he is going to help you. And he's going to guide you and give you the wisdom to make your decisions and to change your decisions and to do whatever you need to do in order to keep moving forward, you've got to believe that. If you don't believe that, then you're getting nowhere. We have to have that confidence in God that He is going to hear and answer our prayers. And that's part of what that patience is about, is the confidence that is happening, and that the struggles or the difficulties and challenges that we face today in reaching our goals and getting what we want, that's part of it. We're working through that. That's part of working through and getting where we want to be. We have to go through those things. We have to experience those experiences, and we have to learn these teachings and these lessons. And that's part of getting where we need to be to get what we're wanting, and even part of shaping what we're wanting to realize what that really means in the first place. What it is we want, you know, like somebody, you know, could. You know, well, myself, when I was a child, I felt God called me to preach. But my perception, as I stand before you in this hour, of what it means to be a preacher, I can tell you it's a world of difference between what it meant at the age of 9, of what it meant to me, what I thought it meant to be a preacher. Some of that's still there. Probably the core, you know, that core sense is there. But, you know, the world around me has changed since then. The church has, you know, changed since then in so many ways. My life has, the things I've experienced, the relationships that I've been through. And, you know, actually I had become, I'm a very impatient person, really. You might not know that. Some do know that. But, you know, I remember the first time that my first appointment in the church, I was rapidly disillusioned of what it meant to be a preacher and a pastor. And I found out, you know, real quickly that what I thought it meant was completely different than in many respects of what that it meant, and that wasn't really good for me or other people in a lot of ways, but that's part of what it is. And so you have to learn and grow from those things, and that's been the case, you know, from day one to this hour, is that we're being, our vision itself is being reshaped, our understanding of what it is that we want and what we're trying to do is being reshaped, and then certainly within that, how it's ever going to get done. So that's some thoughts about patience, and if you'll be patient with me just a little more, I'll share just a few more of those thoughts, because we go to the Lord in prayer, and we trust Him, and we believe Him, and we believe that He's going to answer those prayers, and we try to learn how to trust Him with those answers, how those answers are going to come, how they're going to be shaped, what our part of it is, all of that. That is a really major part of patience, is prayer then. We've got to spend our thoughts and our energies and our feelings in that sense of constant prayer and communion with God, and working and waiting, not in the sense of just sitting in a chair waiting, but waiting by doing our other parts, cultivating patience, mapping the course toward our goal, scheduling and taking the time that is needed to produce those results, and marking down, you know, when is this possible, even, you know, and then maybe adjust that for when it is probable, and then maybe adjust that as time goes, you know, to when it's most likely. You know, just keep, sometimes you might have to be pushing things out. Sometimes you can pull them back a little bit. And then making those decisions and committing our resources our financial resources, but also our time and our energies and when, who we are, what we have, our thoughts and our feelings, pulling them into focus and dedicating ourselves to what we want out of life and what we feel that God is calling us to. And then practice that by persistently applying our skills that we have and cultivating them until the goal is reached. And the goal that we, and then when we reach that goal, we might see that that was only like a one step. And the real goal is like out there a little further. Never giving up. Remember how he, James mentioned the patience of Job. And it, we can all think of some people maybe that fit that, who have gone through a lot of struggles and hard times with sickness, health, finances, and relationships. All of that Job faced. And every part of his life was under attack by the devil. But in the end, it all came out okay because he was faithful and he patiently endured and he kept his trust in God and just kept going on, regardless of what came his way, what happened to him, what happened around him. He just kept his eye on the goal and kept moving forward. Some days, you know, he couldn't hardly move because he was so sick. And other days, he moved a little faster. And in the meantime, the Lord was pulling things together. And Jesus told that story about the parable about the importunate woman who had she had some issue that she wanted justice on, and she wasn't getting anywhere with the judge because in the parable, he was an unjust judge. He didn't really care, and he had other things on his mind. But she just kept being so persistent that finally, in order to, so he could just move on in his schedule, you know, he heard her case so that for his own benefit, so he could move on. She just kept pressing the issue, and that's what Jesus said as an example. Just keep taking it to prayer. You know, if an unjust judge will do this for his own benefit, think about God, how he loves you and he wants to hear from you. He wants, as Sally was telling about it at Oakview today, God loves to hear from us on the tiniest issues or the biggest ones, whatever it is. He likes for us to, she was bringing out how much that's an element of the trust that we have in God, that we're willing to bring to him those cares and concerns that are on our hearts. So he wants that. He wants us to come and bring him this and bring him this concern. How much more then will he do that? Will he answer that when he is wanting us to do that in the first place and wanting to answer our prayers and wanting to help us? So just keep going until we attain the goal and adjust our habits and our rituals so that we do in order to achieve those goals and to accomplish those, to support the highest aims that we have. And also then apply this into our relationships by fostering within our friendships and our families a culture of patience, that we have a tendency to hurry each other along. Sometimes unrealistically, we have unrealistic expectations of ourselves and of each other and even of God. And so like, slow it down maybe, step back, take a look at it, and be realistic in what we are actually planning to do. And, you know, like if you can pick just about anything, but you know, a lot of things they might, you know, like it might take a year to accomplish, but we might think, well, I'm going to get all excited and do this in a day. Well, it's probably not going to happen. And if you think you're going to do a year's worth of work in a day, you're probably wrong. And so then you're going to be devastated at the end of the day to find out you didn't get a year's work done. So you can apply that to just about any goal that you have. It might take longer than what you were wanting it to take. But patience then is sticking to that and doing whatever extra that you didn't know about. Keep doing that. Whatever time that it takes to get there, keep putting in that time and work with that and trusting. And it'll feel a lot better. It feels a lot better when we are trusting and when we're not giving up than when we are not trusting and then we just kind of give up and then we get really sad about, but we can't ever accomplish this goal, and it meant so much to us. So that's really sad. We don't want to be sad, right? We want to be happy. So we're pressing on that upward way until we complete it. In the Hebrews chapter 12 begins, "Wherefore, seeing we are also compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God." One more verse I'd like to share with you in Psalm 34:8. It says, "Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the one who trusteth in him." Patience is an attribute of love, is a characteristic of God. And the more that fully that we appreciate these fruits of the Spirit, such as patience, then the more fully we are feasting on the riches of his grace. In the name of Jesus, amen.